Okay, welcome back. That was Grammy-nominated singer Wayna. If you're interested in any of the music you hear on Rite of Black during any of the weeks, you can check her out on iTunes, CD Baby, or Wayna.net, which is W-A-Y-N-A.net. And I'd like to invite any other independent artists out there who'd like to have their music showcased on Rite of Black to hit us up on writeofblack.com or on our email at writeofblack@gmail.com and let us know and we'll get you on and get your music featured. So welcome back. You're listening to Write of Black, the online talk radio show with the right point of view. This is your host, Jennifer. I'm here tonight with my co-host, Shannon. If you want to talk to us about out-of-wedlock births, which is our next topic, feel free to call us at 347-826-7128, or you can chat us up in the chat room. We'll give you a shout-out on air. Shannon, why don't you introduce our esteemed guest?
Sure, Jennifer. It is a pleasure. I just wanted to let everyone know that we're switching gears from a hot political topic of whether or not President Obama is a Muslim, a secret Muslim, to talk about something that's really near and dear to my heart and I understand is near and dear to the heart of our guests. And it's a major issue that I feel doesn't get enough attention in the Black community. Well, let me introduce you to Crystalyn Karazin. She is the organizer and founder of No Wedding, No Womb. Again, that is No Wedding, No Womb. It's a historic online blog, Blitzkrieg, on Wednesday, September 22nd, to actively address the out-of-wedlock epidemic in the Black community. Crystalyn is also the co-author of Swirling, How to Date, Mate, and Relate, Mixing Race, Color, and Creed with Janice Rochelle Littlejohn. Crystalyn also runs a very popular blog called BeyondBlackWhite.com, chronicles musings and debates about interracial and intercultural relationships. Crystalyn, welcome to the Rite of Black Talk Show, and thank you so much for joining us. Let's dig in into this topic. Are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me on, Shannon and Geneva.
No problem. Thank you for joining us. Well, you know, you have, you know, your initiative has this fantastic title called No Wedding, No Womb. It's very provocative. Why don't you tell us what that means?
Well, you know what? It's meant to be. Because if I said moms and dads together in the home are swell like rainbows and unicorns, no one would listen.
Right.
No wedding, no womb may give me the side eye from some people, but at least you're looking at me and you're paying attention. And that really is the key to no wedding, no womb. We're trying to call attention to something that should have been addressed a long time ago. You know, Bob Herbert of the New York Times said in his column last week, and I quote, that the Black community has not been mobilized en masse to turn the fatherless crisis around into screaming shame. He also says solving the crisis requires heroic efforts, and not from the government or the wider American society. This is a job that will require a campaign on the scale of the civil rights movement, and it will have to be initiated by the Black community. And I'll say to Bob from the New York Times, here we are. We are a confederation of like-minded bloggers, authors, artists, entertainers, banding together on September 22nd for the first ever online civil rights march. And we are doing something that our politicians seem to be unable to do. We've gotten liberal and conservative, Republican and Democrat, pro-black lover, pro-interracial lovers, blog heavyweights and blog lightweights all joining together for a common goal. And basically the central message is for No Wedding, No Womb. It's a declaration and acknowledgement that the out-of-wedlock situation in the Black community has reached a critical mass. And it's a call for both men and women to take into account the trauma that motherlessness and fatherlessness children experience when procreating is taken so cavalierly. Basically normalizing baby mama and daddyism.
Let me ask you this, Crystalyn. You know, why this is a huge topic. This is a topic that has been, you know, been with the Black community for generations. And as you said, the baby mamaism and baby daddyism. Why is this such an important issue for you? Why did you want to tackle this right now?
You know, I have to say that the reason why I'm doing it